It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this October 1st, first day of October. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios across from the Trap. I'm Mike Rickard alongside baseball Ben Botham, my number one draft pick from Savannah State. And, of course, we're on each and every Saturday going on our two-year anniversary right here in next month. We'll talk a little bit about that with the 30th anniversary of Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We'll run those in conjunction, only 28 years to catch up. And anyway, jam-packed weekend, as always, down here. We've got a superb weekend with the Bucks and the Chiefs decided to stay home and be on Sunday Night Football tomorrow night. Today, it's all college action. You've got your Florida State watch parties, Alabama, Auburn, Iowa, Michigan right now just kicking off. And come on down and join in the action. Doesn't matter what team you're following, we will turn a television over to you. Bring some of your cronies down, some of your peeps, whatever you call them, and we'll accommodate you here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And then, of course, the news last night with the Rays. Ben Botham will dive into that as they're going to the playoffs for the fourth consecutive year. That's exciting news. And then we're going to talk a little high school football due to Hurricane Ian. The games will be played on Monday. Brad Richardson's going to come down and break down the games this Monday. Florida, the Gators actually got moved to Sunday. A lot of things, and God bless any of you out there that are battling the repercussions of this horrific storm. As I mentioned in the On the Tee Florida show, very good friend of Ferg's and mine, Billy McGee. I talked to him this morning. He's a teaching professional. Tennis teaching professional. He was the original president of the Lightning as well as the Tampa Bay Storm. And Billy McGee lost everything in this storm. Just a horrible story. Retained his car. His spirits were. He's a battler. He's a warrior. So your thoughts and prayers to anybody out there. We'll talk Bucks with Big Ed Davis. Ray Kennedy's here with his cup of Ray, which touches about all the topics in Tampa Bay. And so strap it on. We'll bring you a positive perspective. From the peewees to the preps to the pros for the next 2 hours. And right now, let's go over the Fergs from the front row with Ben Botham.
There we go. All right. So this is probably the last week that we will – well, this is the last week that we'll go over the standings because the playoff game
starts next week. Trying to get me teary-eyed?
I'm the one that's getting teary-eyed. I mean, baseball's almost over.
It's like the golf show. Golf right now is the redheaded stepchild times 1,000, without a shadow of a doubt. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, baseball kind of lost its luster in the last month.
Sure. It always does once football
Pro football, college
up.
Football. Mm-hmm. Now let's give it some love for the next few weeks, month. However, we're not going to have as much to talk about.
Yeah, of course. So
except for the Rays making it to the World Series.
The Rays, of course. We got to have the Rays going all the way. So, of course, the Yankees at the top of the AL East, 96 wins, 60 losses. And the Blue Jays and the Rays are competing right now for their positioning in the wild card playoff games. Then below them, we have the Guardians, who have clinched also their division, and the Astros, who have done it as well, and the Mariners right below.
Cheaters.
The Astros.
Don't give up on that.
Hey, I won't. I'm fighting till the last
breath. I want to highlight that.
Yeah, and so the Mariners are right below them, 86 and 70, and we'll talk more about that later with the Mariners, the Rays, and the Blue Jays all fighting for their final standings and the wild card playoffs.
And I want you to go over that a little bit later as we talk more baseball on how important it is these next few games from a hosting perspective, because that's critical. Everybody's kind of like, they made the playoffs. No, there's a lot to be accomplished still, folks, especially if you want to see baseball here in St. Pete.
Especially with the new rules as well. You know, they changed the playoff format quite a bit, and I'll break that down for you later. In the National League, this is probably the most interesting battle of what's going on. We have the NL East, the Mets, and the Braves right now, both at 98 wins and 59 losses. each team is competing right now for the first bye week for either the first or the second position and the standings here. And so if they get that, they get the bye week. If not, they fall down into the wild card standings. Then below them, we have the Cardinals, who have locked it up with 91 wins and 66 losses. A good little swan song for old Albert Pujols. And then we have the NL West with the Dodgers, of course, 109 wins and 48 losses, of course, which will have the number one seed in the National League for the playoffs.
Well, when you take a look at the NL East, and come on, rock and roll Braves. I predicted the Braves might even make it all the way to the World Series again, and they are hot. Last night, a big win, 5-1. But the greatest team that money could assemble right now, Cohen and the New York Metropolitans.
Mike. Metropolitans.
Yeah. Well, and the greed of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Sure.
Now the L.A. Dodgers, as we throw a little history in there to impress you, or the fact that I'm older than dirt. but you look at those two payrolls. Can you imagine those two playing for the which you can imagine.
Yeah.
For the National League Championship.
Very much possible. I'm kind of rooting for the old Mets. I do like to see them. They've always been an underdog, and I mean, and I know they do have the big money now. But the Braves definitely have their number, and they have late season energy that the Mets just don't seem to have. This has been an issue with them for a large
portion. The sphincter is tightening up in New York City. That's all I'm going to say.
Cohen's pocketbook's going to be a little lighter next season. I will say that.
Well, maybe not. Conversations, rumors, as you see, I pick up the Times only for so I get the other side of the world. And I pick up the Post every day. And lots of conversations that Cohen's going to come after Judge in a very, very – I tell you what, George Steinbrenner will come back from his grave if Aaron Judge becomes a New York Met.
It will be World War III in New York if that actually happens, if they bring him over there to the old Metropolitans. That'd be quite the sight to see, and I don't think Yankee fans would be too happy. And I
no.
think the Mets would –
there'd be carnage.
Be darn happy.
All right. Let's take a look at the college football lineups. Right now, Michigan-Iowa kicking off in Iowa City. That's only a 10.5-point spread, and I'm here to tell you, as a diehard Hawkeye, I got my Hawkeye gear on. I'm down here my mom's got the rosaries going. It's going to take rosaries to keep this game even close. That – is going to be an absolute blowout, unfortunately. So you got Michigan, Iowa on right now. A team to watch if you're a Big Ten fan. Minnesota Gophers take on Purdue. Oklahoma, TCU upstairs at 3:00 at the Alabama Watch Party. This is going to be a great contest. Alabama against the Arkansas Razorbacks. And the Arkansas Razorbacks are for real these days. Florida State, Wake Forest. Don't sleep on them. Wake Forest, the Demon Deacons, Seminole fans. You've got Baylor, Oklahoma State. That's another big game this weekend. Here's the one that's in college game days right now. Clemson Tigers taking on NC State. And who you weren't here when the big old predicted NC State was going to make it to the playoffs, the Final Four. Well, I'm telling you what, they get a win in Death Valley. NC State, who has not done anything of significance since Phillip Rivers was their quarterback. And I think that I can't remember the year. It was about 2006.
Okay.
They have done nothing of significance in football, and this is a great story. So Clemson, NC State, that's a game to watch tonight on ESPN. Let's see if there's anything else.
I think you might be forgetting about my Georgia Southern Eagles.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Mike.
I just ordered some of their gear.
There you go. The Georgia Southern Eagles are facing off against Coastal Carolina tonight at 7 p.m. Georgia Southern football is 3-1. You know, of course, they have the big win against Nebraska. Of course, they beat Morgan State and Ball State as well with their only loss against the UAB Blazers. So hopefully tonight's a big win for my Eagles. Gata, of course, that's our little slogan over there in Statesboro.
Gata?
Gata.
Gotta get it done.
Get after that.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, get after that. You can say that on
there.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
get after that ass. Really?
Yeah, there you go. I love it, you know.
Well,
can't beat it. I love
the
Eagles.
For the other Georgia State fan that's listening. I'm glad you give that update. Well, while you're at it, why don't I throw Western Kentucky takes on Troy today.
Wow.
So we're throwing alma maters out there. Central Florida takes on SMU. And then, of course, any other. Oh, I mentioned Florida plays tomorrow night. And that's going to be on ESPN. But competing with the NFL, I don't think there'll be too many eyeballs, Ray Kennedy, on the Florida Gators tomorrow night, with the exception of Gator fans. And I think you are one.
Yeah, but I'll be watching this game. I'll definitely be, you know, I mean, keeping an eye on it.
Channel surfing.
Going under, trying to stay undefeated.
Undefeated right now.
Yeah,
all right.
Trying to stay there, you know, trying to get up there, making that climb back. They got a ways to go.
Okay, there you go. Now I got Ray Kennedy.
Hey. Yeah, I just got a call from Tristan. He got his, you know, my family had evacuated North Carolina. And, of course, my wife surprised him this morning. He's got tickets to the Appalachia State Citadel at 3:30 up
in
there.
In Boone.
So he's going to that game. He calls me, so psyched. So I'm happy for
that's him. My Eagles' big rival, App State, man. They're good.
Yeah, what a great environment. And College Game Day was up there several weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they've had a great season. All right, we got to take care of a little business. And he is a Georgia Bulldog, and our buddy John over at Shrimpy's. What's going on, my man?
Hey, it's all good. We're getting ready for a big game tonight at 7:30.
Hey, well, welcome to Florida and your first hurricane. And there you are, Shrimpy's waterfront. Fortunately, you did not experience water in your front door. So things are still rocking and rolling, and all weekend long you've got your tailgate menu. Let's talk about the games that you're going to have on, and of course, let's go over that tailgate menu over there which is similar to Ferg's. We're going to have our wings contest at Shrimpy's Waterfront.
Yeah. My heart goes out to South Florida for that hurricane. I've never been in one and witnessed that. But anyway, so right now we've got Kentucky and Ole Miss on right now, and then we'll have Alabama on at 3:30, of course, and then the Georgia game will be on after that. And it's a bigger day, I think, for the SEC. We'll see how these big teams handle it, but excited to see what happens today. And we've got our wings, good deal on the wings, and chili cheese fries and chili dogs. On top of what we have with our regular Shrimpy's menu.
Well, chili cheese dog sounds like the bomb to me, but chili cheese fries, another one that absolutely sounds appealing. And you got a lot of cold beverages and beer specials to go along with those.
Yeah, buckets of beer flowing. Those buckets of beer, good deal, yeah. Bud Light and Ultra is flowing on those. But we sell a lot of buckets. Especially tomorrow on Sunday, it's party time on with those buckets on Sundays, especially. People love the buckets watching their NFL teams as well.
Well, of course, are Bucks and Bills location, and of course, the Bucks tomorrow night against the Kansas City Chiefs. You'll have a nice crowd, a nice local crowd over there from the area who are probably very happy that you're opened up after a scary week last week where most proprietors were unable to open up. You're probably be waiting for them with bated breath. And then during the weekday next week, as people get caught up on their alcohol consumption habits after a week at home, you got a great deal for locals.
Oh, yeah. Every Monday through Thursday, I'm new down here. I wanted to meet a lot of the locals and give back to the locals. I know how a lot of places cater to the tourists, but right now we're doing Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. It's buy one get one free, no matter what it is. You can get a martini, and then your next one's on the house. And not to mention your happy hour food menu, which is really good deals on some prime rib sliders and chicken sliders and a bunch of other stuff that we have. So, but now this weekend, I forgot to mention our nachos that we have for game days. Well, you know, it's a big portion. You come in there, it's affordable, a big portion, and you can watch your favorite team. It's not just SEC we have on. We got 25 TVs, so if you want to see your game, then we'll figure it out for you. Hello?
Shout, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hand. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the people beat their feet. When the people beat the feet. When the people beat the...
Quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters, the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the Pro Pure Bait Super Scent, you would be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill right here at 13th and Central each and every Saturday. I'm Mike Rickard alongside Ben Botham, Ray Kennedy, Couple Ray. Ben, big baseball Botham. What did we come up? Botham.
The Botham line.
The Botham line in baseball.
Pretty much anything with a B, we'll put it in there for a nice alliteration.
How about trolling the Botham?
Hey, that's pretty good too. That's not too bad.
I like it.
Well, I don't know if I like it, but it's interesting. You never know what's going to come out of this man's mouth, so get prepared for unique content, and that's why we love him.
Well, you know, it's a shame we went off the air, because I'll finish up my conversation because we went off the air a moment. That's what we love
about
you.
You don't know that I may have muted you.
Uh-oh.
Well, I was going to tell, and that's who killed John F. Kennedy, but we'll go there another time, when people are listening to us here on the radio.
I think the CIA might have tapped into our lines here.
All right. So let's talk a little baseball, and speaking of history and the quest for Aaron Judge to hit number 62, and I certainly hope he gets it done this weekend to take some of the pressure off the rest of the week, just for his sake, because he's a good cat. And I brought you plenty of material to discuss it with, and the Roger Maris family and how they've embraced what a class act Aaron Judge is.
Well, I think a major part of it is because it's an authentic performance. Aaron Judge is a clean, athletic performer. He does not have steroids in his blood like some of the former guys. Like, we have Bonds with 73 home runs in a season, McGuire with 70, and Sosa with a record of 66. All of those guys are tainted men.
One quick question. Do you think – let's throw Mark on here briefly. We're graced by Mark Ferguson, who from time to time likes to come on the show. Otherwise, we never hear from him, but we're very fortunate. He's got his Florida State gear on. And a quick note, share with our audience where you rode the storm out.
What's that?
Where you rode the storm out on was it Wednesday night you called me?
Wednesday night, right here.
In the right RV here? Out back.
All right, I like the sound
you
of that.
And your dog and a little Rays game.
That's right.
Hey, that can't beat that.
Well, God bless all the people that are, we're so blessed, especially where you live and where I live. It would have been catastrophic, and God bless those people and our good friend Billy McGee. I talked about him already on the show, but in the meantime, we need to entertain people and to keep their spirits up. So what's going on this weekend at Ferg's?
We have football, and more football, and of course, we have the Rays in the playoffs.
Let's go.
Well, and the thing that people don't realize right now, Mark, is that they just kind of are excited about four consecutive years. But right now we're vying for playoff position so they can be at Tropicana Field.
Yeah, they need to, I would say they need to win four out of their next last five games And if Toronto trips up a little bit, they will be the number one wild card. If not, it looks like we'll be in Cleveland.
And I wouldn't mind a trip to Cleveland, except it looked like the weather conditions were the same as when you and Jake went to Chicago in April. People had hoodies on, and they were bundled up when the Rays were up there playing.
Mike, I'd much rather have two to three home games than play in Cleveland, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, all of us would want that. Well, we were just talking about, we're coming up on our two-year anniversary, believe it or not, in November, like 2 days from yours. And you got a big anniversary, the 30th anniversary coming up for Ferg's. We're going to have a lot of fun each week recounting some of the great memories of the 30 years.
Yes, that's November 23rd, night before Thanksgiving, will be our 30th year anniversary. We have a lot of big stuff planned out, a lot of music all night, a lot of fun. You'll see a lot of people here, and it's amazing that it's 30 years. It just flew by.
You know, as you look in the rearview mirror and all those great memories, we're going to actually do a live show for 3 hours. Get some of your friends, your original investors. We'll get some nice shout-outs for some marquee athletes that know you and have a lot of fun with that. You're going to have live entertainment. But as you look back, is there one event that took place in St. Pete that impacted you the most in these 30 years, whether it's from a business success or you were so proud to be a native of St. Pete?
Well, I think it goes back to, there's so many of them, but the first pitch against the Detroit Tigers that the Rays were playing Detroit, the first game at Tropicana Field, that moment made us a major league city, because now we have a major league team, and we lost at games, but they have such a great, great organization over there. Also, I would have to say when they beat Boston to go to the World Series is one of the biggest moments. And then you have the Bucks, when the Bucks won their first Super Bowl. It was just, you know, we had so many losing seasons growing up, and then they finally win it. So there's so many big, big events. I can't put them all in one hat, but those three are the main ones that come to light right away.
Just the 6 years that we formed a friendship, I do remember standing right here when the Bucks beat my Packers to go to the World Series. And I'm not certain, but I think I saw a little tear in your eye because we were going to the Super Bowl. You're so excited as a fan, proprietor, of course. But that had to be memorable. And then to go and beat the Kansas City Chiefs, who they play this tomorrow night.
Yeah, that was a big, big, big win for us. And it's just all amazing. And we love that everybody comes here to watch all the big games and the little games. And we're kind of like the middle of St. Pete. And when anything happens, we all gather here.
Well, I've been calling you Webb, P.T. Barnum, to all my friends that ask me when they see my social media posts, what don't they have at that place? Well, now we've got a pirate ship. We've got axe throwing, dog park, parties every day, music almost every week. What is it? What's your next venture? We're running out of things.
Oh, no, there's plenty more to come. We got a big screen out back we'll be turning on. The weather's getting cooler. We got our ATM pizza machine. We have a lot of good stuff going on, and we always look for the next big thing.
And this is the perfect time to come down here, folks. As he said, he sets up out back with a huge parking lot. Bring your kids. Big television screen. You got a pirate ship the kids can play on. Got a dog park where they can be entertained. Make it a family affair on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. But I want to go on a personal note. And I'm sure you've been coming down here so many years, Ray. And he was a pitcher at Savannah State. Talk about throwing the first pitch out. This is September 7th. How much fun that was. And it was against the Boston Red Sox, I believe.
Yes.
And how many months did you train in advance?
Just about 4 weeks. Me and my son Jake got out there and threw a little bit. It's been a long time since I've thrown batting practice. It was a little weird, but it ended up being just fine. It was really nerve-wracking to be out there with nobody else on the field. I'd much rather have bases loaded and and people behind me, but it was just me and Raymond on the mound.
You knocked Raymond over. Well, through the high heat.
He can't catch very well, I can tell you that.
But I bet that bump felt like you're about 7 feet off the air when you got out there.
Yeah, it was. And it was amazing to be there on Tropicana Field and get to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, well, must have had, between family and friends, about 75 people there.
They were all cheering for me.
Oh, yeah. But you threw a nice strike right down the pipe. All right, one other thing. Oh, let's talk about the contributions you made to our friends at Eckert, you and Sherry, your charitable contributions to two institutions that you absolutely have a lot of emotional equity in. Of course, Florida State, you and Jake, and then Eckert and your buddy Tommy Ryan and all they've done for the community.
Well, Eckert's a big part of our community here, and we like to support them. So we bought two scholarships this year to give to Eckert, and we did the same with Florida State. And of course, all the Florida State watch parties are here. We support all the schools, and I'm just fortunate enough that we could get back to some of them, and we'll be doing more of that in the future.
Well, and also, I've made it very clear that not this weekend because of high school games will be on Monday, but we're the high school headquarters now, and you've always been a contributor to the high schools in the area, and now they're getting to know that, you know, if you want to promote your school or have fundraisers, come down to Ferg's, and I think that's a great statement in itself, too.
Well, thank you. We all know that education and sports are the backbone of what we do here, and the more you play and the more you stay in school, the better you'll do in life.
That's correct. Okay, we always say sports and music bring people together. Well, this is the 1st of October, and the annual, I guess it's a Halloween parade. We'll be out front here. What day is that? Can you remember off the top of your head?
That is October 30th. The city is closing down Central Avenue from 9th Street to 31st Street. And believe it or not, they will fill every part of the street. It's a street closure. It's really not a parade. It's just people going.
The parade of people is walking up and down.
Walking up and down, getting free candy. We'll have the pirate ship out front. We'll be giving away candy for the kids and beads for the mothers.
Well, I was here last year. We had an absolute blast. And you're also going to have a concert, a show later in the evening as well.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, my friend.
Well, all right.
As always, I appreciate the thing you've done for us, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I can't believe it's going on 2 years. And our audience has expanded. And it's a lot of fun. And we appreciate it.
I've got one last thing to say. Go Florida State.
Well, they'll get Wake Forest. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Go Seminoles. All right. He's Mark Ferguson, and he's been here going on 30 years.
And that's a heck of an achievement right there. 30 years is no joke.
All right. Let's get back to where you were before I rudely interrupted you. But that was an all-important conversation.
Oh, of course. Anytime you have Mark Ferguson around, it's reason to let him in and start chit-chatting a little bit. So we were talking about Aaron Judge's 61st home run. Of course, now he ties Roger Maris's record set in 1961 of 60 run homers. And of course, this is such a big deal because he, like I said earlier, he's an authentic athlete. He's not one that used steroids, that cheated, just like, you know, Bonds was 73, McGuire was 70, and Sosa was 66. And you sent me a little piece here from the Post. And who is this article written by? We got who's this guy? Good guy, but so he's talking about how ESPN had the worst of all. As part of its coverage, had Aaron Judge.
Can I show you something?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Phil Mushing.
Oh, yeah. Right at the top?
No more.
Hey, yeah. If it was a snake, it would have bit me.
Phil Mushing, and he's a classic.
Yeah, he's very good. He was right in here. We had Alex Rodriguez, known cheater and huge liar. The guy coming on, I didn't know what my cousin was sticking me in the butt with. What the heck kind of athlete doesn't know what they're getting stuck in the butt with? And then you got Barry Bonds on and Roger Clemens, all known cheaters.
And he makes certain that you're well aware of that ESPN hired him for the coverage of Aaron Judge's pursuit.
ESPN knew what they were doing. So I'm very glad. And, of course, you see Roger Maris' family, Roger Maris Jr.
Class
he
act.
Was there. Very happy to see a man such as Aaron Judge break or tie his record. Hopefully he breaks the record in the coming days.
I forgot to bring this information to you. We are going to have Roger Maris Jr. on in the next month.
Wow.
Mark and he are friends, and he actually, I believe he went to Florida State and played a little, I'll Google that, but that's how they formed their friendship.
Wow.
And a couple of his children went to Eckerd. So Mark said, I guarantee you, when all this kind of wanes, we'll have Roger Maris Jr. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be amazing because, I mean, it seemed like such an emotional moment for him. Of course, I'm sure you saw the videos of Aaron Judge giving the ball to his mother. Very emotional. My mom was tearing up. She couldn't believe it, you know. I never hit 61 home runs, but
it's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so it was very cool. But one of the big parts about it I want to mention is that Blue Jays fan that dropped that multi-million-dollar ball. Did you see that, Mike? The fan hit him right in his glove on that line drive home run and just dropped it right into the Blue Jays bullpen.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Now, I got to ask you here. Would you keep that ball or do you give it back to Aaron Judge?
Tough call. I believe that giving it to Aaron Judge was the right thing.
Sure.
But at the same time, people across the world consider you a buffoon. Hey, by the way, I got to do a shout out to my main man, Eddie Betancourt. He's up in New York City, diehard Yankee fan listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we better raise the bar. He's a critic like our man in the Post.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want him to start critiquing us and going out on social media. Anyway,
hey,
shout out to Eddie and the family.
Well, I'm just saying here, what would you – I mean, you got to think. Some of these guys – one of the guys gave the 60th ball away for a jersey and a picture and some other little things like that. If I got that 61st home run, hey, I'd be expecting season tickets for life. I'm talking a signed jersey, maybe a baseball bat. I want some.
Those are all reasonable.
Yeah.
I think those are reasonable, and I think, and that's kind of what the Bucks did with Tom Brady's, I think it was his 500th touchdown, and yeah. Mike Evans handed it to someone in the stands, and after some negotiating, the guy got season tickets, he got some swag, and all that's valuable, signed swag.
Yeah.
So there's some value there. There's some monetary reward for accomplishing it. But to go out and hold it hostage and ransom, that's, you know. But at the same time, it is sport, and these are greedy, you know what?
Yeah.
In many cases.
Hey, when a ball's worth more than $1 million, there has to be some kind of.
And that's money changing, you know. For the kid that got the football over at Ray J, he's in med school. He's going to make plenty of bank.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a schlub like me, you know, scraping by week to week. And you got an opportunity, you're going to look like a fool if you don't have some Benny Franklin's going into your pocket in some capacity.
Oh, yeah.
Or something that I know I can definitely take to Sotheby's with value and bank it.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's life-changing money. And just one more thing about Roger Maris here. There's a great poem called God's Hall of Fame, and it was read at his funeral. And I encourage all of our listeners to go out and read the poem for themselves because it's very touching. Of course, Roger Maris is not in the Hall of Fame. Whether he will be via a Veterans Committee or a Golden Era Committee, that's up for discussion because a lot of his numbers, unfortunately, just don't quite come up to snuff. But I would very much encourage you to read it. It's a very touching poem, and it's something that all our listeners should definitely take a look at.
All right, what else you got there? We got a couple of minutes before we take a break, and then we're going to continue these conversations. Brad Richardson in the house. We're going to talk about Monday's football games here in Pinellas County and, of course, Hillsboro, as they were obviously interrupted by Hurricane Ian.
So a quick little thing here. So Aaron Judge so far this season has struck out 167 times this season. Now, Tony Gwynn only struck out 167 times during the 1990s.
God rest his soul.
Can you believe that? During the 1990s, only 167
I saw that factoid. Amazing. And he was a class act as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on a gorgeous October 1st down here at 13th and Central. Come on down. Watch a little football. We've got baseball later on. All 95 televisions. tuned in, game watch. You come down. It's a lot of fun. Wonderful day. Don't even have the fans on, not sweating. Come on down to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Visit RadioSt.Pete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSt.Pete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSt.Pete.com is where local music lives.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we talk all things sports from the peewees to the preps to the pros each and every Saturday, this October 1st, down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our clubhouse studios. And as I said, just a wonderful day after a horrific week for a huge population of Florida, and our thoughts and prayers with all of the people that are still struggling and will be for quite some time with the ruins of Hurricane Ian and the terrible damage that took place. Ben Botham sitting across from me, Brad Richardson in the house, and Ray Kennedy, as I call him, the stream team, as we launch our sports-only streaming channel here shortly on the RadioSt.Pete.com platform. But right now, let's talk to a friend of mine who's a plethora of information, knowledge, experiences, very smooth on the radio because he was a color analyst for Florida State basketball. He was SID back in the glory days. He was at Georgia Tech, and he was at Montana State, and now he's with Florida Rising Stars, and he's Wayne Hogan, and he takes time on his Saturday afternoon to join me on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. What's going on, my man?
How you doing there, Michael? Everything okay with you guys?
Yeah, we were blessed, as you were. I know when you just live up the street from me. We're all blessed, and I'm sure you know, and I know many people that were impacted horribly. And, you know, we dodged a bullet where you and I are housed. And boy, what a historic, rough week for the state of Florida.
Yeah, we sure did. 99 miles to the south of where we are is where landfall was. And you think about just another jog to the left, out a little bit further to the west, and all of that devastation could have been brought to our doorstep. It doesn't make it any easier to have to worry about those folks down south. I just feel terrible. And that's just such a beautiful landscape down there, too, that part of Florida with the barrier islands with Captiva and Sanibel and Mat Lachey, all those beautiful islands down there that people have shared for years. And you wonder if it'll ever look the same. It'll ever be the same or look the same. And so there's all kinds of reasons to be sad. It's the loss of life. It's people's lives that have been shattered. And it's also the landscape and the geography of a really great part of Florida.
Well, one of the topics that, you know, I thought we'd add a little bit of levity to this conversation, all of the FSU games, Georgia Tech games that you were a vital part of covering and the logistics behind them for decades. You got any memories of storms that impacted the ability for the teams to play or were moved? And any unique stories on the scrambling that has to take place?
Yeah, we I was in Tallahassee. I worked for FSU for about 20 years, and obviously, you know, the Panhandle took its share of those kinds of storms off and on. We had several games that I can remember were either had to be postponed or moved to a different date. A lot of that kind of stuff. I remember many times that happening. I also remember, the Florida State is playing Wake Forest this afternoon up in Tallahassee, and I saw where they're doing a really honorable thing there. They are distributing tickets to people and families who are displaced by the hurricane. A lot of people left South Florida and escape to the Panhandle. So many of those may still be up in the area, and so they're going to provide game tickets for them. I remember us doing that a number of times back in the day. A lot of times we would give tickets to first responders in the aftermath of storms. I remember that happening several times when I was at FSU. I will tell you that one of my most horrifying but favorite stories was that I was actually hired to become the SID, the sports information director at FSU, way back in 1982. I know that sounds like a long time ago. Some of those guys sitting at your table there weren't even born then, but but my very first game, I was a young guy. I was 26 years old, and it was a pretty important, kind of position. I was in charge of all the media relations, and Bobby Bowden was the head coach, and the program had been to two straight Orange Bowls, and it was on a roll. So we had a tremendous amount of media attention back then, and I was fortunate enough to be able to head up that media relations effort. But one of the things I remember distinctly, when I first got there to FSU for that job, the stadium was under a bit of construction, as it was most of the time I was there. They kept expanding it. The more Bobby won games, the more Bobby Bowden won games, the bigger the stadium got. It started at 40,000 and it's now at 85. So you can imagine that there was always some kind of construction happening. So my very first game, we played Pitt. We played the University of Pittsburgh in Tallahassee. The quarterback at that Pitt game was Dan Marino. And they had the big defensive end that played for them that was so good. Name escapes me right off the top of my head. Anyway, I'll come up with it. But anyway, they had a really good team, and they were ranked in the top 10. And it was a kind of a big game, and there was a lot of press there, Mike, as you can imagine. And it was on the outskirts of a storm. There was a storm in the area, but it wasn't a direct hit on Tallahassee, but it had provided a whole bunch of rain in the area. So it was clear that it was going to be kind of a messy, rainy night in Tallahassee. And So I was a nervous wreck. It was my very first game. And so at the end of every game, the SID, the guy in my position, the responsibility is to take the media, the representative of the media from the press box, and lead them down into the media headquarters where the post-game press conferences were going to take place. And so I had gone down and walked that path. It was a little bit tricky because there were some construction fences around and things like that. So you had to go down the elevator and then you had to wind your way underneath the, you know, bleachers underneath the stadium there, and then go through some twists and turns to get to this media room, which was adjacent to the locker room. And so I was a nervous wreck, but I got it through the game, and it was just a torrential rainstorm. It rained so hard that night, pouring down rain. And Pittsburgh won the game. Florida State lost. Pittsburgh won. And the game's nearing an end, and so here I go taking the press. They're all following me. It was like the Pied Piper, okay? So I'm the Pied Piper, young kid, first game as the SID, 26 years old, and I've got the entire Florida press corps following me. There's probably 50, 60, you know, reporters and TV cameras and all that. And I go through the route that I had learned, you know, during the week when I walked it, and I make that left turn and that little jog to the left, and somebody had put a padlock on the construction fencing. And what made it worse was where we were standing was actually out in the elements. I was trying to do this as fast as I could so I could get these guys out of the rain. And I reached this point where I could not go any further. And so I've got the entire press corps standing in a driving rainstorm, soaked to the bone. And I don't have any clue how I'm going to get them around. And I don't. The rest of the story is not really important. We finally made it, but it was an inauspicious beginning for a young SID that night in September of '82.
That is a comical story, and we need some levity. I certainly don't like to rush you, but part of your segment was interrupted by a guy that I had to get on the air, and that would be one Mark Ferguson, because he rarely comes on, walk by, and we threw him on, Wayne, so that he could talk about all the exciting things coming down the pike on the 30th anniversary. So I'm going to have to get you on another time so we can elaborate, buddy.
Don't you worry about it one bit. I'm just glad to be able to say hello to you folks down there, and Ferg is one of my great friends going way back. A great FSU man in his own right, and I'm glad you were able to get him on, and I'm glad to be able to talk to you just for a brief period of time.
Well, I'm gonna get a hold of you, and we're gonna do shout outs to Ferg and his 30th anniversary, and we're gonna do a 3-hour show the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So I'll be talking to you to get a recorded message from you, my friend. All right.
Wonderful. I love to hear that. That's great. Sounds good, okay. Mike.
Tell the lovely Dawn I said hello, and you have a great weekend. And I'll say this as a Hawkeye. Go Seminoles. That keeps all my friends happy.
Enjoy this beautiful day, guys.
All right. He's the great Wayne Hogan. And I tell you what, he's got some stories of being right in the middle of Florida State Seminole success during the Bobby Bowden years that will blow you away.
I mean, heck, he mentioned Dan Marino. That's not half a bad story.
Well, Charlie Ward, I mean, he was the SID when Charlie Ward made his Heisman run. He was right alongside him. Yeah, you name it, Wayne did it during that period. And he grew up across the street from the Bowdens. He's very tight with the Bowden family. All right, we come back. We're going to have a little conversation. Brad Richardson, talk.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.